Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Your station, your community.
We've got the Signalmen in the studio. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Stuart, Chris and Jack from the Signalmen, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yes, welcome to the show. We're here to talk about what you're doing, what you've got coming up, right?
Yep, that's the plan.
So, guys, obviously we read out our gigs every week and you're nearly always in them. And we're always saying, how did they get the name? How did the Signalmen get their name? So can you please enlighten us?
The Signalmen, that came about because we officially started at the Railway Inn in Ryde.
Ah.
And the train drivers just wasn't a great name.
Yeah. Okay, so quite just as simple as that.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It just was apt. It's not to do with what jobs you do or anything.
Nothing to do with jobs. I mean, my grandfathers were signalmen, both of them.
There's a weird
change. Both of them.
Oh, I see.
That's a bit spooky.
But, yeah, no, it's nothing to do with that. It was just that we were going through names left, right and centre. Everybody was throwing around random stuff. And then I can't remember who came up with it exactly. And we all went, that'll do.
Yeah, that's the one.
Brilliant. So how did you first get together as a band?
How long have you been going?
So we've been going for, well, we started, so it's been a year and 2 months.
Okay.
And we all met, obviously, at the railway, but we started, and we got together because Stu ran the open mic at the railway in Bride. And see him cheering over there. And I started turning up, sheer coincidence. We played a few songs together, and we meshed really well. And then Andy and Chris started turning up, and then we played together one set, and it just felt right, it clicked. And it's quite funny, because when Stu asked me to join the band and set something up, the first three times, I think it was, I said no. I was like, no, I'm not feeling it. Just because I just wanted to do it on just more as a fun thing rather than a serious thing. But like I said, we played that set, and it was just so perfect. It meshed so well that I stood up after playing the set and I was like, well, now we've got to do
something.
Where do
I sign?
Yeah, now we've got to.
I mean, we got to give kudos to Andy for that, because it was his idea. It was like, let's be a band.
Yeah, so there's normally four of you, isn't there?
Yeah.
So he's the one that's
right. He's at work, unfortunately. Hoping he's listening.
Yeah. Hi, Andy.
Yeah, hopefully he's listening. If not, we will make sure that you're on the website so he can have a listen back. Because he's your lead guitarist and does a lot of solo work as well, doesn't he, for you?
So yeah, yes, he does indeed. He's very good.
So you literally formed from an open mic night collaboration.
Literally.
So, okay, so did you know each other much before you started, or did the music bring you together?
Yeah, pretty much the music brought us together, I think. I mean, Chris and Andy had been in bands together before. Me and Chris have sort of known each other and played a few bits together. But yeah, pretty much just all came about from doing the open mic.
So I'm the odd one out. I didn't know anybody before.
Okay. I must admit, Jack, you come very smart for the show. You're sort of suited and booted with a waistcoat tie. I mean, the other two are sort of letting you down, really.
To be fair, on stage, I'm normally considerably more scruffy.
Okay.
So, you know, this is a one-off thing.
Okay.
Don't get used to it.
I think you should have a promotional shot of you dressed like that, just because it is a little bit different.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Not a bad idea.
So, for people that might not have had a chance to come and hear you, and hopefully after today they will, what would you describe your musical style as? Oh, it's Chris now. Chris is going to dip
Chris.
In.
Yeah. We play a wide range of music from the 60s right up to today.
Okay.
And we do cover versions, and we put our own twist on things, so we sort of personalise it. And we play around, have a laugh with the songs, and all seems to work.
Yeah. Mainly rock, but
yeah
that's our style. But you know, like Chris said, we put our own twist on it. So
it's always good to do that, isn't it? Because it surprises people, it catches people off guard. They're like, oh, I think I know this, oh, this is good, oh, this is good.
And they go, oh, I haven't heard it this way before.
Because you're pretty busy as well, because like I say on the gig guide that we do, you're pretty much doing a gig every weekend at least, so you must have been pretty popular around.
I mean, we were supposed to be taking February off, but that never happened.
Okay.
It's not worked, has it?
No, it hasn't worked. But yeah, you know, we've got...
Do you get much time to rehearse, practice this stuff, or is it just kind of like, well, we learn a few songs and then we'll just rehearse on the fly as we go?
Ah, funny story. We were supposed to be taking February off to learn a whole load of new stuff, but it's not quite worked out that way, because for some reason we seem to be everybody's pickup gig. We were like, we'll have this week off, and then suddenly somebody will come forward and say, oh, you're available because we've just had a cancellation. And we're like, yes. And we're always game. Yeah.
You never say no.
Anybody that hasn't been to our gigs, we are definitely game.
So have you got a rehearsal space at the moment that you use regularly? Or
We were rehearsing at Aspire, okay. But I think because we've just cancelled quite a few, they're not talking to us at the moment.
Oh, no, okay. I've no doubt they'll be back in touch after this. They'll be like, oh, we want them back.
It's our fault. I've got to say it's our fault, not theirs.
Yeah, so you're on the lookout maybe for some rehearsal space then, or have you sorted yourself?
Not yet, but we're really busy next month, so
yes.
We'll sort of revisit that when we get some spaces, which is
because it's juggling, I suppose, between when you're playing and working and getting time to rehearse. I guess. How do you decide on your sets then?
Generally, we've got obviously a Facebook chat that we sort of all natter away in. We throw videos in of stuff and pieces. I like to throw in the odd curveball that they all go.
Oh yeah.
They'll go, what? We're not doing that. Just trust me.
This is Chris with the blue hair who's saying this. Stuart. Sorry, it's not Chris.
That's Chris.
Stuart with the blue hair.
Yeah.
The blue hair. Yeah.
So you like to throw the curveball in?
Oh, here
and
there.
Trust me, he's throwing some curveballs.
And are you planning to record any tracks? Would you ever look at recording any tracks and releasing any tracks that we could get on the local playlist here?
We do have a few original songs that we're playing around with at the moment.
We take covers on here as well. We're keen to get you on the playlist, guys.
We could do, I suppose, couldn't we?
Even live recordings, anything, guys. Give us something to play.
I think it's an idea.
Yeah, we should
get on to that.
Yeah, no, I like that.
When you get time, I mean, obviously, in your busy schedule, it's probably true. So, what do you guys do for a living then, Chris? What do you do for a living?
I'm a self-employed gardener, so I go around to properties and get stuck in and get muddy.
Go out in this horrible sort of weather.
Yeah, get drenched. Yeah,
Jack.
I am an estate agent. I was a barman.
That's why he's dressed like that. You didn't come dressed up at us at all, did you? He's come from work.
He's found out.
I've been caught now. I managed bars for years, but this is where I am now, so.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And I'm rock and roll me. I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Well, that's probably one of the hardest jobs in the world, to be fair.
My wife would probably argue with that one.
Well, we're already showbiz in here, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm working adult social care, so I'm not much...
College on the Riverside. Yeah. So we've all covered our professions. And you've got gigs coming up in February. So we've got the veteran.
Yeah, on the 22nd.
That's our first one there.
That is our debut gig.
It's
there.
A good venue. Good venue. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the Medina Railway on the 28th, and then like we said, March is packed with one to two a week for the whole month. So it's gonna be one of those months.
And in terms of getting equipment around and about, have you got a van or do you have to
I wish.
It's a nightmare being a roadie if you haven't got a van, isn't it?
What's a roadie?
Wouldn't know. Yeah. Yeah, no, we all, we've got a couple cars that we split. Hmm. My drum kit fits in my car perfectly somehow.
Oh, well done.
Okay, with nothing else. With my head out the window driving it along.
I might have to strap some to the roof in future, but depending if I pick anything else up. Yeah, and then we split the speakers and guitars and such with Andy's car, who is sadly not here.
So in terms of arranging gigs, if people did want to get in touch with you...
Facebook is the best way to contact us.
And what are you down as on Facebook? Just the Signalmen?
Yeah, the Signalmen, and it's the neon triangle logo.
Okay, whoa. Look out for the neon triangle logo.
That's the easiest way to spot it.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, we'll try and get to a gig soon. I'll definitely try and get to a gig soon.
I'll keep an eye out for you now.
Yeah,
we will do. Yeah.
Yeah,
let us know you come in, and I will make sure I especially misbehave even more than
oh,
I
oh,
an that's extra 20% misbehaving.
Oh, now that's a promise, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. So, well, thank you for coming in. It's really nice to speak to you, and get your tracks into us so that we can keep you on the place, because we play a local artist every hour in the daytime, and you could be on the playlist as part of that. So, and we love promoting you each week. It's always good when you're on the agenda, because I was like, the signal man at the railway again.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
It's been fun.
Yeah, no, it's nice to have you in, guys. And yeah, like I say, every success. You got any other major projects maybe on the horizon? Anything you wanted to cover that we might not have spoken about?
I mean, we're working on some stuff. Some new songs are coming in. We've got some ideas for originals and such. So we've got big plans for the future.
Oh, teasers then.
Maybe an EP.
Not going anywhere soon, guys. They'll be around. Yeah. Brilliant. Like I say, lovely to have you in, guys, and wish you every success for the future.